The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Something so small, a name, and yet such great and awesome and mighty power, the power to save. My title this morning is The Smallest Matters. Appropriately titled this morning, when you look around the crowd, it's a small crowd, but it matters. And I'm glad you're here today, and God is too. Sometimes the smallest of decisions can have the greatest consequence. The other night I was debating whether I should wait for my stepson to return with my truck before going out to dinner with my wife. Elias had brought my pistol in before borrowing my truck, but the magazines were still in my truck. So I'm thinking, should I wait? He won't be gone long. So finally, I decided not to wait. And like Barney Fife, I put some bullets in my pocket just in case. On our way to dinner, I stopped at a red light at Route 13 and Division, and I was noticing an unusual amount of space between the car in front of me and the truck in front of it. And about that time, wham, I got rear-ended. The damage to the truck was barely noticeable, but you had to look at a certain angle to see that there was even damage to it. But the Lincoln that hit us, it had rather significant damage that was very noticeable. And it was at that moment I said to myself, Barney Fife, you should have waited for your son to return, and you probably would not have gotten rear-ended tonight. Nonetheless, the smallest matter, to wait or to not wait, $1,400 worth of consequence. It's usually the big matters that can seem so significant, and we often fail to weigh the consequence of the smallest matters or the smallest decisions. But it's those smallest matters that can at times be so significant, and they can make our day or they can make our blood boil. If you would like to turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 41, we can see just how involved God is with the smallest of matters of this world. Tyra, you told me your dinner was good that night. Remember, we saw you at...
It was.
Ours was too. Logan's Roadhouse. It was very good. Mark chapter 9, verse 41 says, "For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." A glass of water in an ordinary circumstance seems rather insignificant. And because it seems so insignificant to us, we assume it must be infinitely insignificant to God. But it's not. The small act of kindness will be rewarded in the life to come, according to Mark chapter 9. And it's significant enough to be used as a lesson taught by our Lord and Savior, a lesson that we should be kind and generous, even in the smallest of matters. And sometimes we feel like the things that we do are the most insignificant in the kingdom of God. But Christ shares these scriptures with us to let us know that we are not insignificant. And even the smallest works we do, providing a cup of water, will be rewarded in the life to come. A cup of water is not insignificant to God. Not only does God express his interest in the smallest of matters, but we need to express our love in the smallest of matters. We need to express our faith, marked by obedience, in the smallest of matters. If you would, turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 10. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Another way to say this, if you are faithful in the smallest matters, you will be faithful in the biggest matters. If you're not faithful in the smallest matters, are you going to be faithful in the biggest matters? We often tell ourselves, it's only a little white lie. It's only a little sin. It doesn't matter. Some of the things that seem insignificant to us are not. The sins that seem like minor offenses are more significant than we think. The little white lie, it's still a lie. And rather than to justify it or to make smallest sins seem inconsequential, we need to realize they're still sins, and sins need to be forgiven, and we still need Jesus. Sin, even the smallest, are not beneficial to our walk with God or our relationship to others. If we are obedient in the smallest matters, we will be obedient in the larger matters. If we're not faithful in the smallest matters, will we be faithful in the larger matters? If we struggle to believe God for little miracles, how can we believe God for larger miracles? But the truth is, we already believe God for the greatest miracle. We believe he has paid the debt of our sin, and we shall receive eternal life through the death and resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And that is the greatest miracle of all. Yet we sometimes struggle to believe God for the small things. And usually we struggle because we believe our requests are too insignificant to bother God with. But they're not. And sometimes we find it easier to believe God for the bigger things because they're out of our control. We must rely on God for the things we cannot do. But the small matters in our lives, we feel we have so much more control over, and therefore we fail to bring those matters before God. And we try to handle it apart from God, apart from his will, and we don't pray about him. But I'm here to tell you today, you can't handle even the smallest matter apart from God, even if it seems like you did. Apart from God's will, apart from God's providence, we cannot take care of even the smallest matter, and that is why we are to pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks to God. Now, I'm not saying that our smallest matters must be taken care of by supernatural means. I'm simply saying that our natural abilities and our resources are provided by God, and therefore God deserves the glory even for the smallest of our natural accomplishments. I'm also saying that we should pray and ask God for his guidance and his blessing even in the smallest matters that concern us. Now that begs a question. Why does a small matter concern us so much? It's a small matter, right? It's not a big deal, and yet sometimes it seems like it really is such a big deal. Yet we find ourselves concerned and out of sorts and sometimes even inappropriately angry over a small matter because we see the potential for the small matter to become a big matter. Or perhaps a small matter, such as a tiny little splinter or a stubbed toe, can sometimes cause such great pain. Or perhaps it's a little action taken by a spouse, or maybe one that they didn't take, or a loved one that can sometimes cause a big hurt. And so we find even the smallest matters can cause big anxiety. And these are the matters we should bring before God and ask his blessing. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Now the context of the scripture is about Christians bearing fruit, but it's also a reminder that it is God who provides. It is God who sustains. It is God who accomplishes his will through us, even if it seems as though we accomplish something in our own power and might. It is God's resources that we used. It is God who provided the ability. It is God who deserves the glory for our accomplishments. And God fully expects us to be good stewards of his resources. He expects us to use our God-given abilities to be productive in his kingdom, but he also expects that we should glorify him. If we go to the doctor and the doctor cures what ails us, did they do that apart from God? Or did they do that with the resources and abilities that God has provided? I assure you, it was God. Even if the doctor was an atheist and had no belief in God, it was God who provided the resources. It was God who provided the medicine. It was God who provided the knowledge. The same is true even of our smallest matters. If we accomplish anything, it is because God has provided. In marriage, it may seem to you that your spouse makes a big deal out of a small matter because you never do that, right? You have to realize just because it's not a big deal to you doesn't mean it shouldn't be a priority. If it's a big deal to your spouse, it's important to hear the spouse's concerns and address them and discuss them and not dismiss them, because the small things matter. Here's some small things that you can do to improve all of your relationships. Be thoughtful and not self-centered. Offer to help. Don't wait until they ask. Offer suggestions without criticizing. Ask before assuming. Think before speaking. And request instead of ordering. Be kind and be polite. Open doors for others. Allow others to go first. And show the love of God to others by putting them first, even in the smallest matters. The little things can make a big difference in our relationships. Serving one another and making their needs a priority is essential to a good relationship. And it boils down to being team-centered, not self-centered. And especially in marriage, the smallest matters can matter. My examples so far have hopefully brought to light how significant the little things can be. But have you ever felt insignificant? Have you ever thought that in God's eyes, the creator of the universe, you must seem like the smallest matter? If you would turn to Matthew chapter 10, we will read verses 29 through 31. In Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 29, we see just how insignificant things to us matter to God. In verse 29, it says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not even one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." Now, how many of us woke up this morning and wondered if any sparrows had died? Did you take time to enjoy the song of a bird this morning? We're too busy. The sparrows are insignificant to us, especially in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives. But to God, he knows. He knows how many sparrows there are in this world and what their fate is today. Because they seem insignificant to us, we imagine how insignificant they must appear to the creator of the universe. And yet Jesus tells us they are not. We have this image oftentimes of God being so mighty and yet so far away and far too busy to be concerned about us. And we think our smallest matters could not possibly concern him. We think he's far too busy to be bothered by our small concerns, but he's not. We cannot begin to comprehend his ability. He is infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. And a sparrow cannot die apart from his will. One of the smallest birds dying gets God's full attention and acknowledgement. How much more do our issues concern him today? The hairs on our head are numbered, not for you, not for me, but they're numbered for God, because the smallest details of our lives matter to God. And he knows them. He knows you. And more importantly, he cares. No matter what you feel, God cares. And the topic of this sermon came a little bit easily to me, partly because I have struggled with those very things. And I have often apologized to God for bothering him with my whiny, insignificant requests that just seem so trivial to me. I think about everything that goes on in this world, all the big things and the wars and the struggles that people have in this world, and I think I shouldn't waste God's time with such small matters. But he's bigger than that. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The point of my message today is that you are significant to God. You matter to God. And what concerns you, whatever is important to you, is important to God. There's no part of your life that God doesn't care about. There's no part of your life that God is not aware of, and there is no request you bring before God that is too big or too small for him. The works that you do in this church and out of this church matter to God, no matter how small the work may seem to you, how small your contribution may feel, it matters to God. If a lesson from Christ about serving a glass of water is significant to be used by him and mentioned almost 2,000 years after the fact, so serving coffee and donuts is also significant. The little things that we do matter, and they can make a big difference in someone's life. You are making a difference, even if you can't see it, even if you can't feel it. And don't realize it, you are making a difference. And you will be rewarded in the life to come. When you feel insignificant, remember, Christ died for you. And as the song says, you didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. And my sin was great, but your love was greater. What could separate us now? There is nothing. The creator of the universe died so that he could spend eternity with you. That's how significant you are to God. As the music plays, I ask the invitation counselors to come forward. And if you have any request at all today, please don't hesitate to come and have someone pray with you.